according to your values, if I have a hierarchy of values, let's say there's 10 values here, and the lowest on my value list is saving money and being wealthy, and the highest on my value list is my children's education, my children's health, my house, my car, vacation, etc. And saving money is the lowest on my list. If I get $10,000 and I get that, how will I spend that money? I will spend that money according to those values, won't I? Will I have money at the end of my month? No. The hierarchy of your values dictate how you manage your money. If you do not have wealth, financial for independence, savings, in the top four or five of your values, it's not likely to manifest in your life. Think about that, because you won't ever get around to saving it because you'll have everything else that's more important. I know a gentleman that I consulted for that made $6 million a year. At the end of the year, had $329,000 in debt to the government. I know another person that made $1,400 a month and saved $400 of that and had more money at the end of the year than the doctor they were working for, who was making $250,000 a year. It has nothing to do with how much you make. It has everything to do with the values you have, because how the values are determine how you manage it. It's not how much you make, it's how you manage what you make. If you manage what you make wisely and financial savings and independence is high on the list, you'll always have time to save. So, here's some laws of saving. The wealthy pay themselves first. The impoverished pay themselves last. Because if you don't value yourself to put yourself on top, why would you expect everybody else to pay you first? The world around you reflects the world inside you. If you don't value yourself to pay yourself first from the outside, nobody else will. So, no matter what happens, it's wise to pay. Whenever you get money coming in, it's wise to set aside a portion, at least 10%, over into savings. I call it the immortality account. The purpose of that is to eventually grow the wealth strong enough where the money's working for you instead of you working for money. If the money's working for you, it's working for you. You're its master, it's your slave. If you're working for the money, it's your master and you're its slave. If you never save, you will be a slave to money. The people that tell me, oh, money's not important to me, I know will stay a slave to money. Because if you do not value it, it will not come to you. And the universe consistently draws into your life events to wake you up to value it. When you do not appreciate it, it keeps going away until you appreciate it. And appreciating it, until you value it and appreciate it, it won't come to you. I know people that value other people more than themselves, and the second they get extra money, they take care of somebody else besides themselves. It's wise to take a portion of whatever you get, no matter how much it is, and put it aside in the savings. If you would love to tithe and give to charities and things of this nature, it's wise to do that in addition. But first, pay yourself first. You have an inner temple, and it is wise to tithe to yourself as well as to others, just as important, and pay yourself first. The next thing is to take those things that are highest on your value list that you know are most important and link, how is building wealth going to help me fulfill those? The more and the higher you raise wealth building in your life on your value list, the easier it is to see that manifest around you. Why? Remember the husband and wife walking in the mall? Her highest values were children events. And so she noticed everything out of the environment that has something to do with children's. If you have finances high on your value list, you see opportunities all around you. If it's low on your value list, you can't see any opportunities anywhere because the hierarchy of your values dictate how you sense the world. The next thing is be patient in the development of your wealth. Some people want to get rich really quick. The wise just keep methodically saving their money and not spending it and saving their money. And eventually it compounds and it grows. And it first starts out in a money market, in a bank or a money market, and then eventually goes into some bonds, and then eventually goes into maybe blue chip stocks, and then it goes really up the scale and ladder of risk. It's not wise to go out and take a risky investment and speculate before you save. First you save, then you invest, and then you speculate. If you speculate without saving and investing, you will eventually fall again. But if you save and you build a cushion, and you save and you build a bigger cushion, the bigger the cushion, the less the pain of the fall, if there is even a fall, and the less likely the fall. So it's like the methodical turtle. They just kept going along. The hare was always going faster, right? And so what happens is the turtle is the one that saved and just kept saving. My advice is, no matter how much money you make, take a portion of it and save it and don't touch it. And so the money that you gain from that in the compound interest is earning you more money than you were working. Financial independence occurs when the savings grow to such a degree that the money that it's earning through compound interest is now overriding the money that you normally work with. I found that if you're driving with a gas tank that's empty, you feel uncertain. But if it's full, you feel more confident. There's an ancient proverb that I'm making up that basically goes like this, that says, when thy purse is full, more money enters the purse. When thy purse is empty, more money is taken. In other words, carry cash with you. Jim Rohn taught me this many years ago. You carry into your pocket what you'd love to make in a day. Carry cash. You don't spend it. It's not touchable. It's just cash. You carry whatever you love to make in a day. You carry it with you on your possession. Now, you have another side. That's the saving side. And then you have a spending side. The other part, you spend and you can do things. But first, you save. And you leave it there. Because if you walk around and you feel you have cash there, there's a different state of consciousness than if you don't. If you're down to the last dollar, would you agree that has a different impact than if you've got a full big pack of cash? Wealthy people usually have wads of cash. And I know somebody says, well, what about credit cards? Not the same. Credit cards can sometimes get you in the other side. Right. Carry cash. Do not spend it, but carry it. Because when thy purse is full, more money enters thy purse. And when thy purse is empty, more money is taken away. Make a list of the most inspiring people and the wealthiest people you know, and read the biographies of those people. If you can find out a way of getting in contact with them, call them and make contact with them. Believe it or not, they will talk to you in many cases. And then create a collage and start cutting out pictures to visualize of exactly the way you want your life. If you'd love to live on the French Riviera, or live on your yacht, or love to do this, or whatever it may be, cut it out and you look at it every single day the way you dream your life. To have a dream book. And then set an affirmation underneath each one of those dream pages exactly how you live. I'm a multimillionaire. Whatever I touch turns to gold. Whatever it is, you put it underneath there. And you affirm that, and you visualize that, and you set up, and you associate. The more you save, the more you attract opportunities to save, and the more you get opportunities to grow wealth.